You know, there are certain things I hate about living alone. For example, tonight I had to kill a humongous water bug all by myself. I was in the kitchen when the monster appeared and climbed down my wall. I was just about to smash it with my broom when it crawled onto my favorite picture. And of course, the picture was framed and I didn't want to smash the glass, so the bug got away. It ran under the radiator. So I reached for my da-da trusty combat spray. I pressed the nozzle as hard as I could, trying to fill every crevice with the poison. Then I turned off the light, hoping the monster would re-emerge. Several minutes passed, and nothing happened. Them bugs is damn smart, you know? Still, I stood there and waited, ready to do battle with bug spray in one hand and broom in the other. Then I heard a slight rustling of papers on the cabinet next to the fridge, so I turned on the light and ever so slowly, the hideous creature crawled out. I grabbed that combat spray and went wild, spraying the counter, the floor, the whole damn room. Soon, he started writhing and choking. Soon, he started writhing and choking, writhing and choking, writhing and choking. So I hit him again with the broom and I zapped him again with the combat and I zapped him again with the combat and I zapped him again and again and again and again and again and again with the combat. Ooh! Until, at last, he was dead. Totally grossed out, I try to wash the combat from my hands, but its smell is stuck in my nostrils. Its smell is stuck in my nostrils, and its vapors clog my throat. And the monster, the monster, the monster, the monster, the monster is still there, stretched out on my kitchen floor. So I get a long piece of oak tag. Carefully sweep him up, dump him in the toilet, thinking, God, I hope my feminist friends will forgive me. I hope my feminist friends will forgive me, will forgive me, will forgive me, will forgive me, will forgive me. But at times like this, girls, 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 I need a man.